are here in the studio lounge with Mr. Denny Howell from Mahalo Technologies. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing better now that you guys are here.
All right.
Well done. Well
awesome.
Done. Glad you made it.
Yeah, us too. It's a great show.
It is.
Yeah, it's got a good vibe. It's got a good, atmosphere. It's nice.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Correlation does a very good job.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
Let's get to our other guests, shall we?
Yeah, please.
All right. Let's do ladies first. Tanya Holland from Parkview Credit Union down on the end. Tanya, how are you?
Welcome. Very good.
And then off camera is Daryl Brubaker from Parkview. He's off camera, ladies and gentlemen, but he's going to be a huge part of the show, I assure you. And then right here in the middle is Mr. Joe Hallman from the local credit union. I love that name.
The local
credit union.
You bet.
It doesn't get any more local than that.
No.
I like that.
Very
I like
good.
It. So how are you guys? How's the show going? I mean, Denny already answered, but how's it going for you guys? We're kind of halfway through day one.
Great. Did it start?
Did it start?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here for the first time. It's great.
Okay, good. Good. Excellent. Tanya?
Great networking.
Yes.
Great vendors. Excellent so far.
Good to be back in person as well. Not too bad. So always good stuff. Daryl?
Fantastic.
Daryl said fantastic. Fantastic. So, all right. We're going to get to some Credit Union success stories, shall
we? Absolutely.
Just a quick little overview of how you guys have worked with the fine folks at Mahalo Technologies. Tanya, I'm going to let you go first. How have you guys worked with Mahalo and then kind of the benefits as a result of working with Mahalo? How did you guys work with them?
We are so excited to partner with Mahalo. So we have not gone live yet with Mahalo. They're working on a new V2 product, user interface rewrite for us, and it is going to have a lot of enhancements, some great API, the correlation Keystone Core.
Nice.
And we're really looking forward to that. So right now we're in the initial phases of working with this new development team.
Okay.
And specking out all that and getting the code written.
All right,
very exciting.
I'm going to back up the truck a little bit here. So tell us quickly about version 2 here, what Tanya just alluded to.
So yeah, version 2 is a new version that's coming out March of next year when they go live, and super excited about it. We're going to hand over a lot more controls to the credit union as far as branding, their typography, their iconography, and really let them bring their brand to life.
Okay.
And that's something that everybody wants to do. Credit unions that have a brand, like the local, I mean, it's capital L, capital O, C-A-L.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's capital letters. They need to have their brand show.
Gotcha.
For their members.
Okay, gotcha. And having said that, Joe.
Yes.
How's it going to work for you, or what are the expectations, that type of stuff?
Well, we were the Leap of Faith Credit Union, so we were Mahalo's first credit union, so some call
the
it beta, some
pilot,
call it
if you
suckers,
will.
Right. But it's been phenomenal. I think when it came down to a decision, you go down to the foundation and you go down to people you trust, and so we had known Denny for 10-15 minutes, I think.
That's felt, it all right there.
Felt comfortable. He had really crazy pants on, and no, it's
unlike now.
Yeah, no, it was. It's been wonderful. It really has. And you've been in the financial institution industry for 25 years. Worked with a lot of vendors, and you always trust the vendors who you can get a hold of. The people who are the decision makers, and so Denny's boss, I know him real well.
He's always at the ready. always at the ready.
Yeah, Denny's
so ready. Can you share with me some benefits that you guys have experienced? Because obviously you guys are using it, and Tanya, you guys are about to use it, right?
That's
so
right, yeah.
Okay. So
sure.
Yeah, just give us a quick.
Well, we're only V1 people. I guess V2 is going to be so much more premier, but whatever. But no, the benefits were, and you talk about branding, and that was that's the biggest thing for us is, you would think that the local would be geographic and that's what our name is, but it's not. The local is we're a union-based credit union in Southeast Michigan.
Okay.
So telling people that we're the local, and that really is how we formed the mobile app, is not only our color scheme, but in what members see to... the feel of it is very similar. We showed Denny what the union members see when they're in their construction trade apps doing dues payments and stuff. And that was the most important for us.
Well, and there's a comfort factor to this, right? Is when your members see, something online or on the website, so to speak, and then they see something on their iPad or their phone, there's got to be a cohesive... And there's a comfort to that, right? Is that what you guys are looking forward to as well, Tanya?
There is. one of the first pieces was we felt like there was a culture fit between Parkview and Mahalo, and what we've learned through a lot of vendors over the years is that picking a partner where your culture fits, just that's where you want to start.
Okay.
You have to start there. And so that was a really important first step. But one of the things that they're doing for us is we have, Daryl's team has created a donation tool. So we have a lot of mission-focused churches and other groups, and our members would like a way to donate to them at cost. So we're able, the Mahalo team will have it integrated that our members can go in and select the church, the charity that's in our member base already of their choice. Behind the scenes, we're able to do that transfer for zero cost to the organization, the nonprofit, and it can be anonymous should they choose it, or it can pass their information. So ways like that that we've innovated using the open KeyBridge API, and now Denny's team is saying, love the idea, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
How can we combine code and get it?
Whereas before, didn't kind of have this type. You can't do it, yeah.
Like V1 before?
V1, no.
You'll be V2.
Yeah. One day,
up there.
I feel like this little turtle right now.
You know? Poor guy.
Left out.
Poor little Zippy.
Just to dovetail off of that, it's always been, hey, we'd like to do this. Can it do it?
Mm-hmm.
And it was within minutes, you know, Denny and his team found ways to do that, especially being the first credit union. There were a lot of little things that we were able to accomplish, and it was always, why not? We can figure that out. Well, now, we don't like charity, so that was never in any discussion. So I mean, why would you do that?
No, I don't know. But it's cool to have that feedback mechanism, right?
Oh,
as far
absolutely.
As the first one that kind of, I don't want to say gets the bugs out, but it gets things seamless, smooth,
right.
But to have that feedback from a credit union, it's got to be huge for you.
And it was great working with them, because not only are they the local, but they were local, you know, to us. So, you know, we could go to the credit union all the time. We could sit down with them. We could do things. We could help when there was potential member issues. So, you know, I mean, that's the thing with Mahalo is we really want to be that service organization first.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tanya mentioned, the culture has to fit. And I think that's where we kind of really fit into the market space.
Got it.
And I think it's great. We have our very first live credit union. That's a Correlation Credit Union. And we're going to have our very first live version to Correlation Credit Union. So this is, it's a great core. And it's you know.
Special and more special.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's the way I'm reading it.
Absolutely.
That's the same culture that we like. So
special.
And he's a good sport.
You guys, oh my goodness. I can tell you guys, have a little bit of fun.
But we do,
I mean,
yes.
What you're providing, though, when it gets down to it, you're providing that service to the members that makes them feel comfortable, which just gives loads of value to each of your credit unions, right? That's kind of the end game here, right? To have this?
Yeah, and so. I think, you know, like I tell people, the important thing is like, you know, we were formed by credit union people. So I think a difference maker for Mahalo is we have empathy for the credit unions. We have empathy for the members, because everybody at Mahalo has been on that other side,
mm-hmm.
taking calls from members who can't do something,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think that's that built-in empathy you have, and it's hard to generate that without having gone through that process.
Yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add? I know this is you know, scratching the, you know, the tip of the iceberg here. So, but
the next 45 minutes we can discuss more.
Okay, yeah. Stay tuned for parts 2, 3, and 4.
Right. Versions.
Versions, I'm sorry. Yeah. So, good stuff. Anything else to add? Tony, anything else to add on this? Or
I don't think so. It's just exciting. It's an exciting partnership, and the vendors that Mahalo partners with as well have been excellent to work with. Went all
nice,
around.
Nice little ecosystem got going.
Absolutely.
Here. Joe, anything else?
No, again, it's the people, the trust, right?
Yeah.
So when you come to Correlation, we were number 16, I believe, and that was, you know,
in
the Landis relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you have to know who the people you are dealing with that brings the comfort, because you can't just be the first to do something.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's cool that you guys get to collaborate as well, you know, work and type of stuff.
I just met her yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I was sending myself on a sea clam on, what was that, West Beach?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Mission Beach.
So my wife and I were having a little alone time. And,
okay.
Anyways, it's a long story.
It's a great interview.
This is awesome. All right.
Daryl, did you want to add anything? You want to come in here and say
hi? Come on, Daryl,
come
and say hi. Seriously. Man.
Come on, Daryl. Come on.
You can see Daryl. You can Daryl see
is. Daryl's 8'10" tall, as you can tell. No. He's a great guy. Daryl from Parkview as well. Anything else to add from your perspective, Daryl?
No, I'll echo a lot of what they were saying. And from my side, in innovation and development, what was absolutely critical was to have a tight, tight connection to the core. So often, you have a vendor that has their own database or proprietary stuff, and to have something that can use the strength of the Keystone Core was absolutely critical moving forward. So that's been a huge win for us, to know that we can build out what we want to. Since it's in the core, they can hit it and do the same thing.
And that's the beauty of Keystone too.
Right? Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Some good stuff. All right, well, thanks, Daryl. Yeah. Appreciate it. You can stay there. No, stay there. Stay there. So, all right, well, there you have it. This is quite the interview, quite the gang we have here in the studio lounge. And we're going to be hearing more from these folks big time, for sure. So just bigger and bigger, better things to come. So version 2, version 3, version 4, we'll see. All right.
That's right. Version 1.
Version 1. There you go.
Sorry.
Joe is proud to be a version 1. There you go. All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Well
done. Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks,
and we'll see you again. All right. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
There they are.